of Westlaw Village Council meeting order, please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Ordinberger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Les?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you were previously provided with a copy of the minutes from the regular council meeting on December 7th, 2020. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Les?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ordinberger?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
I don't have any formal correspondence tonight, but I do want to take a moment and publicly acknowledge and thank the Chamber of Commerce, the Fire Department, a big thank you to the Fire Department, the PD, and all those folks and their respective families that have helped on Saturday with the Santa Claus taking it through the village. It was well received, a lot of smiling faces. We ended up giving away just right around 300 treat bags, and it was a great example of a community coming together in a tough time. And this time it was, you know, for some greater good. There were a lot of sore legs at the end of the day, but it was a good thing, and I do sincerely thank each and every one of those people, whether you helped bag candy, walk around being an elf, drove a fire truck, a police car, whatever you did, you contributed, and we greatly appreciate it. It was a very nice day and event, and it was something really good for the young folks in the community. Okay, I don't have any citizens' comments. Department reports, gave the fire report last month. Chief Gould, do you have anything to offer?
If you want to talk about that rescue tonight, or should we do that through the safety committee, or?
Well, you can mention it, and then we can schedule a safety committee meeting at some point here into the future.
All right. Yeah, pass this out, too. Please. I think that's enough. We've been looking for probably about 3 months now to replace our rescue truck. When our squad died, we got rid of it. We actually put a little money into a pickup truck, which is carrying all our rescue equipment now. It's extremely heavy and overloaded. We don't want to keep that in for very long. It's also the pickup that we typically pull our boat and Polaris with. So now we're pulling even more weight for the truck that's right at the limit of its weight itself. We've had a couple manufacturers bring up custom-built rescues from fire service companies. They're anywhere from $170,000 to $200,000 for a truck like you're looking at on that picture. We did some investigating and looked through a few companies here and there. There's a company in Carrollton called Joe Mack. You guys have been around industry and commercial trucks. You've probably seen their equipment before. We have an estimate to build that rescue body from Joe Mack for $22,988. Looked at some state bid prices. Right now, the best price we can get is out of Parkway up in Dover, and it's around $42,644. And then you throw in another $10,000 to $15,000 for lettering, striping, light bars, sirens, everything else. This truck's going to come in right about $80,000 total. Amy's did a little work for us the last few days. We've got about 35,000 left available in our carryover, in our budget, that we can put toward this. And then we're looking at going and borrowing 50,000. She's got one quote back for us. The 3-year payment would be 17,673 per year. Tanker, of course, is coming off this year. With the additional 1 mil at Lafayette, we wouldn't have any issues at all paying for this truck. Our plan that we've discussed at the fire department is actually pay this truck off next year. We'd get the 3-year loan in case something else happened and we had to move money somewhere. But with no penalties, we would just go ahead and completely pay that off in 2021, at which time we will start in on bids for a replacement engine for 602.
How much time do we have to move on something like this?
The state bid truck, once it's ordered, it's out probably 60 to 90 days. And then we're at about the same to have the box built. So if we did something tonight, I'm looking at April, May before the truck's going to be put in service.
How long is the bid good for?
The truck, it'll be good for 90 days or more.
Okay, I just didn't know if it had an expiration at the end of the year or something.
No.
Okay.
No. That's 2021 state bid price, so it's good for that.
What I would like to see done, if we have time to do it, is for you to sit down with the safety committee,
yep,
come back with a formal proposal,
yep,
and then if so, then we can prepare the appropriate legislation, whether it's an ordinance or a resolution, and if that is the safety committee's recommendation, we can act on it the first meeting in January.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Nope, I just wanted to get it in front of everybody so they understood what we're doing.
Is that the same compartments on the other side?
Yes. The full compartment's already back. The back compartment goes full length. We'll take the extended bed out of current rescue and put in that.
Very nice.
That extended bed will go in the back door, is that
yes,
right?
Yes. And then you gain all the compartment space on the side that we don't have now.
All right, well, we'll leave it up to Craig Boo to get with you guys, and you guys can come up with a formal recommendation.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
What did you say, that's my company, probably?
That'd be right around 80,000 when we're all finished.
Okay, fiscal officer.
Thank you. We have a resolution and an ordinance on the table tonight, receiving this third reading. And so 2020-89 for the credit card use, and ordinance 2020-90 for the 2021 pay and benefit schedule. So those hit their third readings tonight. I also have a resolution on the table 2020-102. It's at our 100 mark this year. That is for, actually, that was one I wanted to figure out, sorry. It's the resolution to add funds, 2020-100. And that particular resolution is to add, we got a little bit of extra money from our taxes that would go towards the police wages, so the police levy fund. So we need to add $161.12 to that fund just so we can finish using that up this year for the police wages. And other than that, I don't think any other legislation things to me. The bills have been passed around and everybody's signed off on them. That's all I have right now.
Well, thank you. No police report. We have no solicitor report, however. After a relatively long telephone discussion with Julie Greer, our solicitor, last week, it saddens me very much, but I have her resignation to present, and I'll tell you a little more about that after I do it. This email follows up on our telephone call earlier today and confirms my resignation from solicitor position due to family needs. As discussed during our call, I have very much enjoyed acting as a solicitor for the Village of West Lafayette. I want to ensure a smooth transition for the Village to its next solicitor, and I am agreeable to your request that I continue as solicitor duties through February. I look forward to continuing to work with you and other village officials during my remaining time as solicitor. Thank you for your understanding and the opportunity to serve the village. You lead your attorney solicitor, Village of West Lafayette. As you all know, our solicitor has a special needs child, and it's got to the point where she is going to have to put her career on hold and focus on family. That's the sole reason why she is going to step down. And the contract says that she has until, has 60 days, which would have made her short of the end of February. And I asked her, given the holidays and all, if she's willing to extend until the end of February, and she graciously did so. However, she said if we were able to fill it before that, she will certainly work for a smooth transition, but if we're able to let her go sooner than that, she'll be pleased with that as well. So at this point, I sadly will ask for a motion to accept the resignation of our solicitor, Julie Gier, effective the last day of February 2021.
I'll make the motion that we okay the letter and the resignation.
Second.
Ortenberger?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Laus?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
In the same line of things, I'm appointing a solicitor search committee to work along with me. That will be Councilman Fortune, Councilman Wheeler, and Councilman Bordenkircher to set on that committee. And what I would like to do is, with your permission, so I'll request a motion to authorize us to begin immediately advertising for a solicitor and get that started before the holidays get started. So if I could entertain that said motion.
Motion to approve the authorization to advertise for a new village solicitor.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yeah.
Taney?
Yeah.
Laus?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ortenberger?
Yes. Okay, we will get that started, and the search committee, once we start getting resumes in, I'll be reaching out to you to schedule meetings to review what we get and schedule interviews. Village Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council, this will be a brief one. The Shawka Water Project, talked to the foreman later today. They're going to continue installation on Union, finish the taps, the residential taps on 5th this week, and then next week and towards the end of this week they will focus on street repair and concrete patching on 4th, 5th, and Union. The last day that they will work before the holiday season is Tuesday the 22nd. So they will work Tuesday the 22nd, and then they'll be off through Christmas and New Year's. They will be back to the Monday after New Year's. Clarification on our office and its hours. Somehow, I have no idea how I got confused. The office is closed to the general public, the administrative offices. However, you can still make your water payments in the drop box, through the mail, and if you're customer at Home Loan Savings Bank, you can make them there. If you need to get a hold of me or the fiscal officer or the office manager, we are able to answer our phones. Oftentimes one of us is in the office. However, we're not letting anybody in. There's no public access into the office. So somehow they got mixed up. The office is closed to the public, but we're not closed. Now, having said that, the holiday schedule, we will be closed, period, on December the 24th and 25th, as well as New Year's Day. So So those are the only 3 days around the holidays: Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. Finally, I have two pieces of legislation on the books this evening. Both will be for the first reading, but I'll explain them to you. The first one is 2020-103, an ordinance to split apart of two parcels, of two lots, presented by Hitchens and Associates and declaring an emergency. We had a Board of Zoning Appeals meeting last week. We also had a Planning Commission meeting last week regarding this request, this packet sent in to us by Hitchens and Associates. The way that our ordinances are set up, it had to go in front of the Planning Commission, but unfortunately the lot split created an immediate violation. It created the need for two variances from the Board of Zoning Appeals. So we had a BZA meeting via conference call last week. We also had a Planning Commission meeting via conference call last week. Both bodies, the BZA granted both variances, as is explained in your packet, and the Planning Commission granted the lot split. So the next step is for council to hold a public hearing. At the public hearing, I will make sure that 20 days prior to the public hearing, that I will distribute, at least 20 days earlier, I will distribute to all contiguous landowners and properties to where lot split occurs a packet that you have in front of you. So everything you have in front of you, to include the ordinance, will be given to all the neighbors, and those that includes those across the street. So if it would be okay, I would ask for you guys to schedule a public hearing at 6:30 p.m. on January 25th, where you will be able to hear public testimony for or against this lot split, and then at the regularly scheduled council meeting then, starting at 7, this will be up for its third and final reading, this legislation. And if you don't hear anything in the public hearing to change your mind, you can pass it at that time and the law will be split. If you hear something that you'd like to think about, you will have the option at that meeting to table it indefinitely, postpone it to a later date. You have plenty of options in front of you, but as of right now, the legislation does, this is the first reading tonight. We would need a public hearing scheduled at 6:30 on January 25th, if that's okay with you guys. Does anybody have an objection to that?
If there are no objections, the meeting will so be scheduled. Objections, okay, it will be January 25th, 2021 at 6:30 p.m. Go ahead.
Okay, ordinance 2020-104, much like we did at the end of 2019, we have some surplus equipment with the purchase of the new sewer truck. There are quite a few items over at the street garage that we just no longer need, and we feel that we can get some money out of them, so I won't belabor the meeting and read the whole ordinance to you, but bottom line, both Ford Rangers, there's an extra salt spreader we're not going to use. It's never been hooked up to either one of the new dump trucks. There's not even wiring for it, so we're going to get rid of the salt spreader. The extra one, there's an old front end load tractor that we don't use. There's a leaf machine that was purchased and was only ever used one time. It was made to pull behind one of the zero turns. We don't use that at all. We have, there's a trimmer there. We have four, and I'm going to say excellent condition, four lightly used. We believe one of them has never cut grass. We have four push mowers. We don't need four push mowers. So we're going to get rid of two of them. We have eight weed eaters. Two of them are junk. and six of them are in pretty good shape, so I'm gonna get rid of two of those. So you can read through the ordinance. Some of them have minimal bids, some of them don't, but they're gonna be advertised and sealed bid. This will go three readings. The last reading will be January 25th, at which time there's the newspaper article. If you want to print it out, and you can see it, but the fiscal officer and I will make sure it gets into the Beacon for 2 weeks, and at a meeting in February, we will open up the sealed bids and see where we're at with that equipment. So that's just going to get us first read. Any questions on those ordinances? So I have, thank you, Mayor.
All right, committee reports, village property.
Nothing at this time.
Community business development.
Nothing at this time.
Community relations.
Nothing at this time.
Finance.
Nothing at this time.
Fire dependency board, nothing. Ordinance.
Nothing this time.
Park board.
Nothing right now, sir.
Only thing I'll mention on park board, Ron and Chris and I were over at the park looking at the trees over there. There's a concern that some of those trees are in fairly bad shape. Two of them have been damaged pretty bad by the wind. And what I talked with Chris about is we believe two of those trees need to be taken completely down, and the balance of them need to be trimmed back. So that's something that I've asked Chris to reach out and get some quotes for, and we'll bring it back to this body sometime after the first of the year. Planning Commission.
Nothing right now.
Public Safety.
Nothing at this time.
Public Works.
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from Records Retention, nothing from Rules, Zoning and Building Code.
Nothing at this time.
Okay, let's get through these ordinances and resolutions. First one is Resolution 2020-89, resolution regarding credit card use. That is the third reading.
Motion to approve Resolution 2020-89.
Second.
Musk.
Yes.
Howard.
Yes.
Gordonberger.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Haney.
Yes.
Who needs to slow down?
Well, we were told last week we had to speak real.
Okay, next is Ordinance 2020-90, an ordinance establishing a 2021 pay and benefit schedule for the Village of West Lafayette and repealing ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith. That was the third reading.
Motion to adopt. Second.
Haney.
Yes.
Gordonberger.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Musk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yes.
That was just a part-time secretary who needs you to slow down.
Okay, next is Resolution 2020-100. The fiscal officer spoke to this resolution. It does contain the emergency clause. Resolution 2020-100, a resolution to amend the 2020 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2019-57 and adding funds.
Motion to suspend the rules and waive the required three readings.
Second.
Gordonberger.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Musk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yes.
Haney.
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Haney.
Yes.
Musk.
Yes.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yes.
Gordonberger.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Next is Resolution 2020-101. This also contains the emergency clause, I believe. And this is a resolution, Resolution 2020-101, a resolution stating the appointment of the village police chief and declaring an emergency. Chief Fole has completed his probationary period.
Motion to suspend the rules and waive the three required readings for resolution 2020-01, or 101.
Second.
Miller?
Yep.
Rutherford?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Rutherford?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Next is ordinance 2021-01, an ordinance authorizing the fiscal officer and the mayor to sign and execute all documents necessary with volunteer energy for a governmental natural gas aggregation program.
Sir, do I have 101 or 102?
102.
102.
I just want to make sure, because you said 101, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, 102.
Motion to suspend the rules and waive the required three readings.
Second.
Ross?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Rutherford?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Rutherford?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, the next two will just be for our first reading. And the fiscal, or the village administrator has addressed these two. First is ordinance 2020-103, an ordinance to split part of two lots presented by Hitchens and Associates and declare an emergency. That's the first reading. Next is resolution 2020-104. The resolution to authorize and direct the village administrator to advertise for bids and sale of two vehicles, a tractor, salt spreader, a leaf machine, an edger trimmer, two push mowers, and two weed eaters, and declare an emergency. That is the first reading. And last but not least, is resolution 2020-105. It does contain an emergency clause. We discussed this at the last council meeting. Resolution 2020-105, a resolution extending the residency search for the police chief. And we had said this would be the June 7th. That was discussed last council meeting.
Motion to suspend the rules and waive the three required readings for resolution 2020-105.
Second. Wheeler?
Yep.
Rutherford?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Rutherford?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Under other business, the only thing that I have to bring up tonight is that starting with our first meeting in January, we are moving our format to the Zoom format that will accommodate those calling in by phone or being in on a video conference. Test have worked all the bugs out of it now, and so we're ready to launch that platform for our first meeting in January. If the pandemic would get to the point that such that we couldn't meet in person, we will still have the ability to meet through the Zoom format, and we will still live stream to Facebook with that format as well. So it just gives us more flexibility, and so we'll be good to go with that. And that's Zoom. And the only other thing that I would say is, you know, we have come through some two bad years for this village. 2019 was the year of the flood, 2020 the pandemic, you know, some financial concerns because of the pandemic and everything else. So I would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hope and pray that next year is a much better year. Any committee meetings to be scheduled?
Finance, January the 11th. 6:30 be good, okay, Amy? 6:30.
We'll do something right after the holiday. We'll figure that date out.
Just gotta get in for the 11th.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Hey, all I've got is finance, January 11th at 6:30 PM. Bills have been around.
Yes, sir.
Most to pay bills.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Ordinburger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Ordinburger?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Sure.